fourth parak of Chul and fifth Mishnah. Sheker is a behemah matav ben shmoyna chai. Person shafted an animal, and he found in it a fetus which was only in its eighth month, whether it was alive or mace or was dead, or ben tisha mace or a fully developed fetus that was dead. Koyrei umaytiz damay. Once he shafted it, so this fetus is not in the shkita. You can just rip it open, remove the blood, because the shkita permits the flesh, does not permit the blood of the fetus. But ben tisha chai, if there was a live animal and a fetus inside after he shechted the mother, Rabbi May says that it needs a shechita because shechita only helps of the uva that still is dependent on the mother. If it could survive without the mother, just didn't come out yet, it's not included in the shechita of the mother. But the chachamim, which is the halacha, the shechita does help even though the fetus will be alive. So you can have a live animal that does not need shechita midiraisa. Midirabbanan needs. Even if it's lived for 8 years and it's plowing in the fields, a very strong animal doesn't need shechita because the fact that it was in the mother at the time of the mother's shechita helps for it. But everybody agrees that if you just ripped open the mother, you killed the mother without shechting her, and then a fetus came out afterwards, that fetus needs shechita, because there's no din that a fetus that came out after the death of the mother doesn't need a shechita. Like this, the shechita of the mother helps for the fetus, so only when the mother was nishchat, you won't need a shechita for the fetus.